Oh, it's a Christmas Lower League show, and it's John Gibbons hosting this week. I know, because Steve always hates that. I've got Steve Goldsmith on, and I can see his skin crawl every time I say the Lower League show. Sunderland, with their grand history, still in League One, Steve. But I had to get you on. It's Christmas, and I want to speak to me mates. So how are you, mate? And how is Sunderland, more importantly?
Yeah, I'm good, cheers. I can't. It still catches by surprise every time I hear it, but, you know, we're still here, aren't we? Just remind you, your listeners, I'm sure most people know, but I know you get, like, a global audience, don't you? So just remind everybody that, you know, until 3 years ago we hadn't finished lower than 23rd in the football pyramid for 21 years. We've got the highest attendance outside the Premier League, so higher than everybody in the Championship, and no team outside the Premier League has played more seasons in the top flight than Sunderland. So there you go. That's just to remind everybody our rightful place should be there, but it isn't. And we're starting to stockpile Premier League clubs down here now. Ipswich, we played at the weekend, 29,000 there for that game at their place as well. You know, Charlton are down here, Sheffield Wednesday are down here, Portsmouth are down here, Derby are on the way down. So it's getting harder to get out of every season. So let's see if we can get it right. We're all right at the minute. We've got 7 games unbeaten and we've hit a bit of form again. So we're 3rd in the league and we're doing okay, but I'm a bit concerned because the top two keep winning. And I feel like we're miles ahead of where we've been for the last 2 seasons, points-wise, for this stage of the season. Like, way ahead, and they were both playoff seasons, really. So, you know, that's encouraging. But Rotherham, as tragic as this sounds, look far and away better than everybody else in the league. So my concern is there's only one automatic place to go for, and there are around 4 teams who have the eye on it, I think.